Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie Collum. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jackie Collum. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Allison scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Column fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Column is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Column hits a ball on the ground towards first. William scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Column for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Powell scores. Triandos moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Orioles, 2. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Colum picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colum. Triandos scores. Adair moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Georges Miranda now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Adair scores. Fisher moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisher scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Brandt moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Lee Stang now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Herzog moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Brandt moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Brandt scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Powell out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Orioles. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Don Mincher pinch hits for Lee Stang. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks, Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. Rollins moves to second. It's 8-4, Orioles. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Orioles. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison. Throws the ball into Verhals who tags Temple trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plyce picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Plyce. Nicholson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. George Banks pinch hits for Bill Plyce. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. Triandos drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Green out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.